Last time on Kermit Ball Z, we saw the crew try to get the 7 Dragon Balls in one shot. After failing their mission and their tactical skills were not the best, Beerus got away. But what will happen as Vegeta chased off Beerus and Nappa just wanted to hang out with Vegeta? With those two gone, what will Kermit do in this episode of Kermit Ball Z?
No! I can't believe Vegeta did this again! He flew off, and now he's gonna get himself killed! We need to re-strategize, as Beerus has the Dragon Balls! I need to go see Master Yoda. He's gonna know what to do.
A disturbance I sense in the Force. A new evil coming our way. It is. Let's get ready for more waiting.
I hope I'm not too late. Master Yoda's our only hope now. Master Yoda has to be around here somewhere. Master Yoda! Where are you?
So the disturbance. Able to sense it? You were.
Of course I have, Master Yoda. Ever since I was consumed by the dark side, I've been able to feel that type of energy.
So see you do. The reason we take precaution in helping Vegeta.
I don't fully understand it, Master Yoda. But I trust you. So what do I need to do to help in this battle?
Help? You can. But only with this.
Holy moly! That is the coolest thing ever!
And use it, you will. To destroy this enemy, my help you will need.
That's great! I've been waiting to fight alongside you my entire training! Master Yoda, what do we need to do to save Vegeta?
Come out of this alive? We may not. But follow me to the Millennium Falcon, and we will go.
You're fighting the wrong battle. The only thing I've figured out is 10 ways to kick your sorry ass! If that's the best you've got, then you have no chance of saving your planet. I might as well destroy it myself. Right now. No! Big!
Some ships on the radar. What do we do?
Sense the ships. I can. Attack them. We must.
Okay, Master Yoda, but I don't think we can do this alone. Let me bring someone in. I just need to pick up her signals, her power level. Instant transmission!
Kermit, hey, long time no see. What's going on?
Well, long story short, grab a gun! Incoming! Hermione, get up to the top deck! There's a cannon up there you can use! Take down some of these flyers!
Now that is what I'm talking about.
Taking every damage to the hole we are.
Hermione, choice. We have to throw it into hyperdrive.
What are the chances we're going to survive if we actually go into hyperdrive?
The chances are slim, but we have no other option right now.
Speak the truth, Kermit does. Hyperdrive, we go.
But before we go, Hermione, drop a bomb behind us, so that way they can't follow us.
I've got this. Bomb dropping in 3, 2, 1.
Now, Hermione, shoot the bomb!
I've got it!
Now, Master Yoda, kick it into hyperdrive! Vegeta, because we have to save Planet Namek.
Right behind you, Kermit.
Then let's ride.
As Hermione, Kermit, and Yoda safely make it into hyperdrive, let's check in with Nappa as we last saw him trying to catch up to Vegeta and Beerus.
Now where the heck is my Vegeta BB? I can sense his power level, but I just can't find him anywhere. Why doesn't anyone want me? This is not fair. Wait a minute. I still have this walkie-talkie. I wonder if it still works in outer orbitals. Breaker Breaker 1-9, this is Napadilly and the Fizzarelli. I'd like to give me a large Papa John's pepperoni pizza, please.
Nappa, is that you? I didn't know these walkie-talkies could work through interdimensional travel.
Kermit, nice to hear from you, my big old green buddy. Hey, how's it hanging?
Nappa, listen carefully. I don't have much time to explain. We just went through hyperdrive. We're in a totally different star system. We're being chased. We set a bomb, but somehow they made it through. We need your help, Nappa.
Someone needs my help? Well, this is the call that I've been waiting for. Now it is officially time for Super Nappa. I'll be there in just a minute, Kermit.
Okay, it seems we've lost them for a little bit, but the scanners show that they are on our tail. What's the plan?
A small planet, not far from we are. Tatooine is his name.
I've heard of that, but it's not the safest place to land, though.
Then ask our little friend, we will. Watching us, he has been.
Holy cow! I didn't even notice him! What's his name?
He said his name is R2-D2.
Hermione, you can understand him?
Yes, I can, and he's trying to warn us about something. But until we get to a computer station, I can't decipher it.
To Tatooine, we must go. Our answers will arise from there.
Well then let's not waste any time. Let's get to Tatooine, because I see some of the TIE fighters coming out of the portal.
Hold on, little droid. This is where the adventure starts.
Welcome to new member to the KBZ crew. Now as they go towards Tatooine, let's check in with Beerus and Vegeta.
Vegeta, when are you going to realize I'm not the bad guy?
What are you talking about? You took the Dragon Balls and left! That makes you the bad guy!
Look at it from my perspective. I was protecting the Dragon Balls like I've always done. I am a god. It is my job to protect these things from the likes of you.
So what? Am I supposed to believe you were just doing your job?
Believe what you want, but you're attacking the wrong guy. Your friends are in more danger than you realize right now.
You're bluffing. If you know something, say it now!
I know your friends were coming to help you. They boarded a ship called the Millennium Falcon, and right now they're heading into a trap. I haven't been protecting the Dragon Balls from just you. For the Empire has also been after my balls for years. They want to wish for immortality and destruction. And right now, you and I shouldn't be fighting each other. We should be saving your friends.
Well, give me the Dragon Balls and let's settle this. I'll wish for immortality, then I'll whoop everyone's ass. How's that?
You're missing the point, Vegeta. You must do this selflessly. Only then can I give the Dragon Balls to someone worthy.
What is it with you righteous people? I miss the days when I hung out with people and smoked a Mexican Kush all day long. Fine. Let's go. You lead the way.
I'm glad you see it my way. The enemy we're up against is far worse than me.
Oh, this shit is turning me on.
As Vegeta and Beerus fly off to go help out their friends that are on board of the Millennium Falcon. What trap is Beerus talking about? Will Nappa get there in time? Will Nappa get there at all? All your questions will be answered this season in Kermit Ball Z.